We come now to our prayers of intercession. When I say, Lord, hear us, I invite you to say with me, in the quietness of your heart or in spoken word, Lord, graciously hear us. Holy, holy, holy God, in calling forth creation from the void, revealing yourself in human flesh, and pouring forth your wisdom to guide us, you show your concern for your whole universe. You invite us as your people to gather the world's needs into our hearts and bring them before you. We pray for the church community of which we are a part. We pray for all those churches with whom we are linked locally and ecumenically, at home and overseas. And on this Trinity Sunday especially, we give thanks for the churches in which we were baptized, confirmed, and led into deeper faith. We also give thanks for all who have nurtured us and helped us in our Christian journey. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for all those who are world leaders, for those in our own country. May they all exercise the authority given to them with the compassion and justice of Jesus. We pray, mindful of the shocking and brutal killing of George Floyd, for the ongoing tensions in the United States of America, and pray that there might be equality and justice, both in the States and in every country in our world, including our own. We are mindful too of the family of George Floyd as they try to come to terms with his death. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for all who are in particular need, those who are ill in body or mind or spirit, those who are in care homes, those who are grieving, and those whose earthly lives are drawing to a close. We name before you, O God, in a moment of silence, all who are upon our hearts today. We are mindful in our church community of Yvonne Winter, and hold her to you, O God, ahead of her funeral on Wednesday. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Holy, holy, holy God, fill us with strength and courage, with discernment and compassion, that we may be your instruments of justice and love in this world, that it may be on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We join now all our prayers as one, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing now our closing hymn from Singing the Faith number 106, God whose almighty word, chaos and darkness heard.